spring.
And if you're thirsty, you go to the kitchen and get a drink of
water.
And after supper, somebody has to wet the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
And to get the soap off, we have to
rinse it.
And on your hair, you can use a comb or a
brush.
And if a child is sick, his mother gets a thermometer and takes his
temperature.
Okay. And this last section is simply to see the intonation patterns you use when you say these. So would you just count to 20?
You mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20?
Uh-huh. And after 99 comes?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay, would you just say the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, and how about the month of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and this is?
Here. Forward. Here.
Which one?
Left.
Okay, would you say both words together?
Left ear. Right ear. Left eye. Right eye. Middle nose.
Oh, we got one.
Right. Lips.
Okay, or my whole
mouth.
Okay, and a baby might have just one
tooth.
And I have many
teeth.
And the teeth are set in the
jaw.
Up here, the pink part underneath.
Gum.
Okay.
Chin.
My whole
head. Throat.
Okay, and how about the outside? The whole my
neck.
Head. Have you ever heard this part called something else?
Goozle.
Is that just the part that sticks out?
Adam's apple. Adam's apple and goozle.
Okay.
Shoulder. Finger. Thumb.
And fourth.
Hand.
Okay, fourth.
Forefinger.
And two.
Hands.
And
palm. Wrist. Elbow. Left arm.
Okay. I'm only going to ask one of those. This is my whole
leg.
The top part of the leg.
Thigh. Knee.
Bottom part.
Calf.
How about the bone in front?
Shin.
And this bone?
Ankle.
And a boy might hop on one
foot.
And we walk on two
feet.
Okay. And in telling time, you can either say it's 4:45 or it's
4:45.
And if a carpenter wants to saw a board, sometimes he has a support that he puts the board on.
Saw a horse.
Okay. And if instead of sawing a board, you're sawing a big log, you can put it in something like this. You know what this is
cross,
called?
Cross. I think call them cross buttons, didn't they?
Oh.
I don't know what was it. Cross buck, I believe they call them.
Okay.
Like these cross railroad cross signs, they call those cross bucks.
Okay, and the thing that you put a baby into, it has four wheels and pushes.
Carriage.
Okay, and if you have a baby in a carriage, you can say you're going to flex it.
Pushing.
Okay. And if you have a field like this, and you're standing over here, and you want to get here, instead of going this way, you can go that way. And put
catty corner.
Okay, and if two streets cross, like that, and you have a house here and a house here, not this one. You have a house here. These houses are what?
Opposite.
Okay, and how about these two?
That's catty-corning.
Okay.
We call catty-corning.
Do you use catty-corning to refer to a piece of furniture too? If it's
catty-corning across the room?
Yes.
Yes.
That just means it's not snagged up against
it? It's at an angle, the opposite angle, opposite side.
Okay, well, that's all the questions.
Okay.
I sure appreciate you taking time to do that.